Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Thursday, the 29th of October, which is the 11th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. And on this day in history, we can read in the Daily Bread Journal that Methuselah dies, tradition from Genesis 5:27. Quote, "So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." This is also the day in history that Rachel dies. Quote, "It came about as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Ben-Oni. But his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrat, that is, Bethlehem. Jacob set up a pillar over her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day." Genesis 35:18-20. This week's Torah portion, also known as the Parasha, is called Lech Lecha, and today's Aliyah is Genesis 14:21-15:6. Before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His Word. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the king of Sodom said to Avram, "Give me the people, the possessions take for yourself." But Avram said to the king of Sodom, "I raise my hand in oath to the Lord El Elyon, creator of heaven and earth. Not a thread or even a sandal strap of all that is yours will I take. So you will not say, 'I've made Avram rich.' I claim nothing but what the young men have eaten and the share of the men who went with me. Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, let them take their share." After these things, the word of the Lord came to Avram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Avram. I am your shield, your very great reward." But Avram said, "My Lord, Lord, what will you give me, since I am living without children, and the heir of my household is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Avram said, "Look, you have given me no seed, so a house-born servant is my heir." Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one will not be your heir, but in fact, one who will come from your own body will be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up now at the sky and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your seed be." Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. That was Genesis 14:21-15:6. Our next portion, which is from the prophets, is Joshua chapter 23. "Now it came about after many days, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies around them, and Yehoshua was old and advanced in years, that Yehoshua summoned all Israel, their elders, their heads, their judges, and their officials, and said to them, 'I have grown old and am advanced in years. Now you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you, for it was the Lord your God who was fighting for you. Behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance, according to your tribes, these nations that remain, along with all the nations that I have cut off, from the Jordan to the great sea toward the setting of the sun. So the Lord your God, He Himself, will thrust them out from before you, and drive them from before you, so you will possess their land, just as the Lord your God spoke to you. Be very resolute to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moshe, so that you may not turn aside from it to the right or to the left, and not intermingle with these nations who are still remaining among you. Do not mention the names of their gods, or swear by them, or worship them, or bow down to them, but cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and mighty nations. As for you, no one remains standing before you to this day. One of you can put 1,000 to fight for the Lord your God. He Himself is fighting for you, just as He said to you. For your own sake, therefore, be most mindful to love the Lord your God, For if you ever go back and cling to the remnant of these nations that are still remaining among you, and intermarry with them, and you associate with them and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive these nations out from before you. Instead, they will become a snare and a trap for you, a scourge in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Now today I am about to go the way of all the earth. You will know with all your heart and with all your soul that not one word of the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed to happen. All of them have come to pass for you. Not one word has failed. Now it will be that just as all the good things which the Lord your God has spoken to you have come upon you, so all the evil things will the Lord bring upon you until he has wiped you off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. When you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God which he commanded you and go and worship other gods and bow down to them, then will the anger of the Lord burn against you and you will perish quickly off this good land which he has given you. That was Joshua chapter 23. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is Psalm 23 and 24. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and all that fills it, the world and those dwelling on it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may go up on the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? One with clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul in vain, nor sworn deceitfully. He will receive a blessing from the Lord, righteousness from God his salvation. Such is the generation seeking him, seeking your face, even Yaakov, Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. That was Psalm 23 and 24. Our next and last portion for today is Matthew chapter 16. Now the Pharisees and Sadducees came up, and testing Yeshua, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied to them, "When evening comes, you say, 'Fair weather coming, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'Stormy weather today, for the sky is red and gloomy.' You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation clamors for a sign, yet no sign will be given to it, except the sign of Jonah." And leaving them behind, he went away. Now when the disciples came to the other side of the sea, they had forgotten to take bread. "Watch out," Yeshua said to them, "and beware of the chametz of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they began to discuss among themselves, saying, "We didn't bring any bread." But knowing this, Yeshua said, "O you of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? You still don't get it? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets of leftovers you gathered? Or how about the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and all the baskets of leftovers you gathered? How is it that you don't understand that I wasn't talking to you about bread? Now beware of the chametz of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he wasn't talking about the chametz and the bread, but about the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When Yeshua came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They answered, "Some say Yohanan the Immerser, others say Eliyahu, and still others say Yirmiyahu, or one of the other prophets." He said, "But who do you say I am?" Shimon Kepha answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Yeshua said to him, "Blessed are you, Shimon, son of Yonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also tell you that you are Kepha, and upon this rock I will build my community, and the gates of Sheol will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will have been forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will have been permitted in heaven." Then he ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Mashiach. From that time on, Yeshua began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars, and be killed and be raised on the third day. Kepha took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Never, Master, this must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Kepha, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but the things of men." Then Yeshua said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to follow after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay everyone according to his deeds. Amen, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." That was Matthew chapter 16, which concludes our reading for today. If you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read 1 John chapter 4. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Daily Bread. I pray and hope that you get a beautiful and wonderful day today with your family. I'm Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.